different, man. So you get a different vibe from everyone. You know, I mean, we feel like the situation is better. I mean, we surround ourselves with a great staff. I think they put together a great staff. All the coaches are real cool, even the strength and conditioning staff. You know, and, you know, it's just a real cool vibe right now. I mean, it's only the second day, so you can't get really a good feel of everything, but everything is going smooth so far.
When you heard your new linebacker coach is going to be Hardy Nickerson, what was your reaction?
I kind of got excited because I overheard Derek talking about him a lot. And, you know, I was getting text messages and calls and tweets saying Hardy Nickerson is a great guy. I mean, he is a legend here when he played, so it's going to be a great responsibility. I mean, a great opportunity to get coached by him.
What's he been like just in your meetings?
Real cool, man. Even during the offseason, I talked to him a lot. And he always has a smile on his face, so that shows a lot. You know, he's just, you know, it's a guy, you know, he played the position, so he knows what's going on, and it should be fun.
Devontae, how do you transfer that cool vibe you're talking about onto the field and take advantage of that?
I mean, you know, defensively, man, we got some great guys. I say monsters. You know, we added some guys up front. You know, added some guys in the secondary, and added towards the guys we already have. So I mean, it's gonna be fun. You know, guys are, you know, even the past 2 days we out there on the field working out, competing with each other. You know, we talking about things that we can do this year because we have some great pieces in place. So you know, we all looking forward to it.
You haven't known Bubby as long, but what's maybe the biggest difference between him and Shiano?
Just a quiet guy, laid back type guy, cool. You know, he's all about respect. You know, all about, you know, you give respect, you're gonna receive respect, and you know, just be all about being a professional in this league.
Your teammates, you know, gravitated to that a little bit, you think so far?
Yeah. Everybody. I mean, honestly, I think everybody knows about him already. You know, guys probably heard from other guys what type of coach he is. You know, and you know. From all the news I got, everybody loved him who played with him. So, you know, hopefully that transferred over here.
What were you hoping to hear when you came in here from Lovey as he addressed the group for the first time?
What was I hoping to hear? I mean, I wasn't really expecting anything. You know, I just, you know, expecting him, you know, to be the type of guy he is. He came in, he talked, he wasn't a rah-rah guy. You know, he just said what he just laid out what we're going to do from here on, all the way up to June 16th when this thing over. And when it's time to get in the camp, I mean, it's going to be a whole new process.
They're coming in with the idea that, you know, there's a lot of changes on the roster, but they want to win now.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, he's a great coach. He's been there before, so he knows what it takes. And we got a couple of guys on our roster who's been there before. You know, we added Clint McDonald, who recently won the Super Bowl, so that can be a big thing for us. And, you know, we got guys on this team who want to get there, so he's doing a great job at what he's doing, so hopefully it transpires over when we get on the football field.
Have you been surprised at the amount of turnover on the roster, or is that just something to be expected in the NFL when that changes?
I kind of was surprised. When I got here, I seen a whole bunch of new faces. I mean, all the guys was welcome with open arms. You know, I mean, everybody so far has been real professional. You know, there's some real cool guys in that locker room.
Levante, what was Lovey's message to the team when he spoke to you yesterday?
Just win, man. You know, just said basically, you know, we didn't have a so good year. I mean, not a good year last year, and you know, that's behind us. You know, there's a new era right now, and we're just gonna try to, you know, build on for what we got right now.
Well, Devontae, Mason Foster said that you and he were itching to play football and working on some football stuff this offseason. Can you talk about what you actually did?
Yeah, man. I mean, we actually stayed in town in Tampa. We was here a little bit, and then we found this place called Performance Compound where we worked out at. And, a lot of stuff we did was like field stuff, like stuff that helped us out at our position, you know, move around a little bit, and strength building, basically.
How much have you talked to defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier, you know, getting used to this cover two, Tampa's two teams?
I mean, cool guy, man. I mean, it's just all of them had the same personality. It's weird, you know what I mean? So nobody's a rah-rah guy. Everybody just cool, chill, laid back, and ready to get after it. So I had the opportunity to play for Leslie when I was coming out in Senior Bowl, and he coached me in the Senior Bowl, and he was a great coach then, and I'm sure nothing has changed.
Like, why professionalism? Is that something you like? You think the team will respond well to that?
Yeah, I think so, man, because me personally, I'm not a rah-rah guy. So. So, when, you know, everybody just staying calm, you know, everybody just keeping their composure and things like that, I mean, it can turn over to the field. Well, you know, where you got a situation where the crowd's going crazy, something bad happened, and everybody keeping their composure on the sideline, it just, you know, it build more confidence that, you know, you can overcome that.
Do they describe how this defense is going to be? I mean, what's the taste you got of what you guys are going to do?
Nothing really. I mean, so far we've been talking about just, you know, offensive sets, formations, things like that, terminology and things like that. We haven't really gotten into nothing.
With how many signings that you guys did have on the defensive side of the ball, how much of that now is, you know, the expectation level rises is to be anchors on each level of defense?
I mean, with Lovey, you know, he's a defensive-minded coach, so, you know, I'm sure you know all these great guys on defense, and, you know, he has some great pieces. So, you know, looking at that, you know, we expect to be a great defense this year.
The league is putting a lot of emphasis on workplace conduct. Is that something you feel is important?
I mean, like I said, I'm not a rah-rah guy, so, I mean, I try to stay away from all that stuff, you know, so. I mean, I think I can take care of myself on the field.
Has anyone spoken to you or the team about the new standards this year?
No, I haven't.
Well, I think you're an all-pro, so you're a pretty good player right already. But how much better do you think you can get? What areas do you want to improve in your game going into the third year?
It's a lot of things I need to improve at. You know, strength, you know, learning more about offenses. Like you said, it's only my third year. I have a lot to learn. And I have a linebacker coach who can teach me a lot, who played in the league 16 years. So my notebook going to be always open every time you talk.
Talk about embracing